Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today I'm going to address a character trait that I think we have a bit of a misunderstanding about. Let's get started. 1 Timothy 6:6 and then 6:11 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." And, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." Well, I gotta say it, we've been deceived about godliness. To be like God is what Satan desired. Hold on. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." That's Satan. That's from Isaiah 14:14. And it is what he tempted Eve with. Genesis 3:5 says, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And yet God promised it to the house of David. In Zechariah, we read, "In that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David. And the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them." But the godliness that Paul wrote to Timothy about is not being like God, but rather having, quote, respect, reverence, or piety towards God. There's a big difference. Yet we still tend to think of godliness as in the form of the serpent's lure. We originally took that bait, and we've been hung up on it ever since, as it ingrained itself into our sin nature, that is, the nature of the flesh. It manifested itself in what? Religion. Consider the Pharisees. In fact, many, if not most, ministries today are tainted with the P problem, pride and ego. I know many really humble Christian leaders, but many also get soaked in the limelight and really like the attention. You see, I think God views our own desires for godliness based upon our heart attitude. The godliness Paul spoke of and which Jesus manifested was humble, reverent, and respectful of the Almighty. On the other hand, the godliness that wants to be like God, a la Satan, is self-elevating. It strokes the ego. So why the prophecy about the house of David? Because the prophet is saying that one day David's house is going to have the heart of God. Remember, God said of him in Acts and 1 Samuel, he said, "And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." When your heart is humble, like Jesus, in the right place, so to speak, God wants you to be like him, to abide in him, to imitate him, because he abides in you. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ." Satan's heart was so corrupted by sin that he in turn corrupted mankind with the same. So whether someone unsaved does evil or tries to do good, apart from the working of the Holy Spirit, guess what? It's tainted with sin. That's why so many people who hate Christ or are apathetic to him still want others to consider them as good people. many thirst for that self-appreciation as well. It's not that the good works that they may do are wrong or somehow bad, but rather it's that their hearts are dark and thus their good work merit badges, so to speak, they can't save them. For us as believers, to be like God, in fact, to be in God, is already the Almighty's end game. In fact, in John 14:20, it says, "At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." And in verse 23 follows, Jesus answered and said to them, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." So Satan's words to Eve were an empty promise and completely misleading.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.